pineapple.
No, it's loading. I'm hitting the button too fast.
It's buffering. Buffer.
Hello and welcome to Plead Geek episode number 23. I'm Mike Earl.
Randy Orvis.
That's clearly Randy Orvis. Today is October 27th. So we will be bringing you the tech news from this last week and other geeky items as we see fit. If you're listening live, it's Thursday, shortly after 8 p.m. Generally,
it's
around
like
the time
8
we
o'clock,
start.
Give or maybe our clock is just fast.
Yeah, maybe it's 15 minutes fast. I don't know. It's hard to tell. I don't have an atomic clock.
Yeah, we don't have an atomic clock.
I don't have one of those. You want to give me one? Mail it to me. That's fine. Get a hold of me.
It's cool. But you better send two.
At Mike037. We both need one. Maybe we'll start on time. Otherwise, you can always find us on iTunes or on our website, bleedgeek.com. That's all I need for now, right?
Yeah. Oh, you may notice there's not a third leg here.
Third leg.
He's gone. So, let's roll on.
Roll on. Float on? Is that a song?
Yeah. From Modest Mouse. So, should
we
kick it off?
So, you start.
So today they read a interesting factoid that, so there's been a bunch of bills going through the House trying to be passed about like blacklisting websites and that kind of stuff, like being able, allowing the government to be big brother to the interwebs. There is a new one going through right now where they are trying to control access to pirating-based sites. So they want to be able to have complete control over any pirate site, and they want to be able to block it at the DNS level. They said that if this goes through, so that would mean that if you were to go to the website, like say thepiratebay.org, if you go there, it'll say, you know, this site has been blocked by the U.S. government. But if you know that website's IP address, you could still go to it in a web browser. Part of this bill is saying that if you do that, this bill will give the government authority to go directly after the end user themselves and hold them accountable, which is... it's kind of ridiculous because, I mean, granted, the majority of the content... What's up?
Nothing.
Okay. So granted, the majority of the content on, like, the Pirate Bay or... I mean, you could... there's a bunch of different torrent sites and whatnot. Granted,
WikiLeaks.
Probably 3/4 of it is actually legitimately illegal material. You know, CDs, movies, software, and whatnot. But there's still actual legitimate reasons to use BitTorrent for legal stuff. So, I don't know. I'll post up a link maybe later on, like, the Bleed Geek website with just a little article about it. But there's a website that you can go to, and I'm slipping at the top of my head right now, where you can actually, this site has pre-written, letters that you can send to your local congressman to recommend them to vote against it and not support the bill. So it's a good thing, honestly, because I'm a firm believer in net neutrality. It should not be there shouldn't be anybody to
freedom of speech
govern it. So that's what I have to say about that.
That's the rest of the story.
Yeah. So what do you... yeah.
Moving into a less ominous section, I guess.
Yeah.
Facebook. They have data centers. They are trying to go green. They have just bought some land up in Sweden.
Sweden.
Laululu.
Yeah, it was
Laululu.
It was Lule or something. Lule.
Anyway, it's just north of the Arctic Circle. The average temperature there is like 39 degrees Fahrenheit. Basically, they're trying to, you know, go green by having air cooled because it's so cold, obviously. It never gets above, I think, like 40 there is what they say.
Yeah, air-cooled data center.
So basically, they're trying to chill out your data. This will be the first Facebook data center that's not in the U.S.
And it's interesting. Do you think... So I was thinking about this today because they were talking about there's also a data center from... like Google that I know we had talked about it before where it uses seawater to cool all the servers as well.
They had gotten like an old ship or something. Like they had an old ship, I think, is what
it was. A pirate ship?
Yeah, a pirate ship. An old wooden ship.
But it's like, do you think some of this stuff, like using Arctic air to cool your servers, is that contributing to global warming? I don't believe in this stuff any. Like, I don't believe completely in global warming.
That's a conversation I don't think we should have right now.
I know, but it's interesting because it's like, well, if you're moving a huge data, like a Facebook data center, is not going to be like a little single apartment sized place. It's right. Going to be like, it's humongous,
like 3 Mile Island,
probably something. Like
in very similar news, Apple just bought a bunch of land next to their North Carolina data center, and they're apparently installing a solar farm.
Are they building their spaceship?
No, that's in Cupertino.
Oh.
But they are building a spaceship.
I know.
You heard it here first.
It's true.
Probably not first, unless you don't listen to anything else. But yeah, so Facebook, and yeah, we talked about before, Google had, they were trying to use seawater. I think really they built it on the coast, and they were using seawater. But I know it was the Chris Sacca interview for Foundation.
I like Chris Sacca,
where he talked about like Google had wanted to like get an old naval base or something that was in a, like
on the water
and use it to like, you know, yeah,
do some cooling.
Yeah, but I mean it's cool. I mean I guess they're looking for ways around it. But plus, like, I bet land's cheap in the Arctic Circle, right? Who wants to live there?
It's true. Nobody really.
Plus, it's Sweden. Whatever.
Hmm.
Yeah, that's all about that. So moving on, we will go to YouTube is close to announcing some video channels, perhaps similar to, like, you know, a sports like having legitimate like news types, like real channels, like Channel 4, like a channel.
I'm excited,
like, with content perhaps, like, I mean,
freaking sweet.
I mean, and really it makes sense. And oh, you did put them in that order, so it works good together. It makes sense, like, having channels, like they're moving in that step. Like, they've been doing so much live stuff lately, like, all the big festivals that were over the summer, like Bonnaroo and South by Southwest, and, you know, just some of the bigger festivals this year, they had live on YouTube you could watch. Like, they were streaming, which was pretty cool, and, like, all their announcements, they do a lot of that stuff live, and... And I think it just makes sense that would be the direction they are moving in. So it'll be cool to see what happens. But again, well, it's all a hearsay right now. And then moving on to TV channels, I guess. There was an article in the New York Times today by Nick Bolton, who's a pretty good tech writer. Bolton, is that how you say his name? Bilton? Neither here nor there. About they think that Siri is a step toward Apple making a TV. Ever since the Steve Jobs biography has been starting to leak rumors, people have seemed to think that it hints toward a TV, Apple building a TV. Plus, I mean, there was rumors before, but now they've seemed to really hit another level. And there's been a lot of them lately, just swirling around and all these different things. I mean, people say the guy that originally designed iTunes is working on it and this and that. And I'm like all the rumors, like, even it's too much for me. An Apple person, if you will. But anyway, they think he thinks that Siri is in the next step toward Apple TV. Like, he thinks that's what Steve Jobs' plan is, but was. Like, like finding that next interface to use with the computer, or with the TV, like show me the late, like to be able to talk to your computer instead of having to, that he had mentioned, like people having problems using remotes, which still seems weird to me, but I know it happens because I've had to help people, my grandparents.
It's understandable.
I'm sure you've helped your parents.
Not too much. No,
but you know what I'm talking about.
I do know what you're talking
about.
Like,
there's people that are like, they suddenly get all these things and they buy, like, you know, this all-in-one remote, but they don't know how to work it. But it'd be like, you know, he thinks it's going to be like, well, Siri, show me some, the latest Coldplay video or something, you know, like, show me a channel of music video. Show me the latest episode of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Yeah, we know how well that worked out when Kevin tried doing his demo of Siri.
It's in beta.
Like I said, what are they, Google? Where all of a sudden, it's beta. But we're going to release it to everybody.
Looks they needed something to sell phones.
Go Google. You think that was their selling point?
Yeah.
I've heard, it's funny, because I've read lots of complaints about, I mean, obviously this is completely not on topic with our subject, but sort of is. I mean, but I've, like, lots of people have been complaining on Twitter about the new iOS and that they aren't happy with it because there's just lots of, like, little, just, they don't feel like it's a complete operating system. They feel like it was really rushed. And, I mean, I know you said that you really like it, and
I feel like the biggest complaint has been battery issues, by far. The one I've seen the most is battery issues.
So, and is that because of, like,
it could be just the way that the operating system is running. So that, you know, that would be part of it, not fine-tuning it to only use the battery. But, like if you have, like, because you can have reminders to set, like, when I get to Target, remind me to pick up milk, that type of thing. But that means it's always knowing your location because it has to know when you enter the geofence of Target. So it always has to have that data on. Like, it always has to be streaming back and forth to find your location. Like, stuff like that, I think, drains it. And then with Siri, I know with the 4S's, there's the option, it comes as default, where if the accelerometer knows when you move it up to your like to talk, and then it automatically will turn Siri on. And I think just that constant, whatever. Just
interaction, kind of, sort of.
Yeah, it wears on the battery, that, and then all the cloud stuff. Like, there's more cloud stuff going on.
Well, it's funny, because my phone went through with the beta software I'm running, it went through a minor update probably a week ago, and they didn't tell me that it was an update. My phone just, like, it just rebooted, turned back on, and everything was okay. And I was like, well, what the heck is going on? You know, so I look, and all of a sudden, like, Foursquare was running all the time because they did their update, so you can find out where.
So you can have your radar on.
Yep, so you can have that on. Cool feature.
But then, battery killer, and, because your geolocation's
Google
always on.
Google Talk was automatically put on as well. So
it's always also feeding a connection.
I was always live on Google Messenger. And I'm like, what? Why
well, that's
is
why
my?
You were on the other day.
I know, like, so I couldn't figure it out. It's like, well, why? You know, so I would kill the service, but it would automatically restart. And I'm like, you know, so my battery would only last.
I thought maybe you just were on because you want to talk to your fans.
No, I wait for Thursdays. Thursdays are reserved for the fans.
Makes sense.
It's true.
But anyway, so there's been some complaints about it. But anyway, Siri's in beta. We were talking about But I think he's probably right in the fact that they're moving Siri to the TV, because my Apple TV actually updated itself very recently, and when it restarted, it was the voice that is Siri, but it kept saying, like, I think they added it as...
Do you want to watch TV?
No.
Do you want to watch TV?
Because it had reset, it wanted me to pick a language, but it was saying, if you need assistance, press the bottom right button on your remote. Like, it's more of a way for them. Like, Apple really works toward, and I'm not saying just Apple, as you give me a dirty look, but I don't have any experience with Android. But I know, like, they work toward special needs as well. Like, just different features. Like, on iOS 5, you can, instead of having it make a sound, you can make it light up. The flash will go off when you get a message. Like you can choose that instead of the instead of the noise, and just but it was like if you couldn't read maybe or whatever, I don't know who can't read, illiterate people.
Charlie,
right? Charlie Day. But it was trying to tell you. It wasn't like I couldn't interact with it at all, but I think I could turn on voice to tell me what it was. You know what I mean? It's like the opposite of closed captioning.
I get it. I'm following. I'm following what you're saying.
So, I mean, the Siri TV thing makes sense. We'll see what happens. Supposedly, like, 2013 is when the TV's coming. You heard it here first. You didn't really hear it here first, because I read it. I told you where I got it, but...
You heard it here first, right. Folks.
That's all I have to
say. Last, if you listen weekly, we thank you for that. Yeah, last week I had mentioned that there was a Mac Trojan released where it would turn off your automatic updates, and there's a good possibility for it to take over your system. It was just announced yesterday morning actually, that there is a new variant of a Linux-based virus/Trojan that has now been released and recoded to attack Macs. It's pretty crazy. And it's similar to what the basic PC versions are, where it turns them into basically zombie PCs on the internet, waiting for a command from, say, the central hub, so to speak, to do DDoS attacks on certain websites. So DDoS attack is like when multiple computers are requesting...
It's like a sit-in.
A sit-in?
Yeah, like you block the entrance.
Oh. Bingo. So, a sit-in. That's what it's doing. So, I don't know. It's pretty interesting because, I mean, Mac is obviously built as a
Linux... It runs on Magic.
It's a Linux... It's a Unix shell underneath, so... Magic.
Magic.
That's what I got to say about that. I just thought it was interesting that two in a consecutive weeks now.
And I had heard, I mean, it's just it's funny because it's just simple things that you should be doing anyway. Just knowing what you're downloading and updating regularly are how you prevent these things.
Right.
And it's just like, if you don't do that, you should be. Like, don't download crazy things that pop up on your screen. And just update when there's updates. Don't just keep putting them off. I mean, there's a reason they put... I mean, obviously some software stuff is only features, but they do put out security updates regularly, both Mac and Windows both. Like, I know it's annoying to restart your computer sometimes, but that you should be doing too.
It's true.
It's good for it. It likes it. It needs to feel refreshed.
It does.
Take good care of it. Anyway. So, yeah, Google, are you done with that? Are you moving on now?
Yeah, let's move on.
Google bought Zagat, and I think we did talk about that a while ago. It's a restaurant review thing. Did we talk about that? Do you remember?
That was like maybe three, four, but
there was never any price released. But it turns out, I think they were just like in talks, or they had said they were, but they hadn't released any info on it. But apparently they're buying it for $151 million. Which is quite a bit. Did you put it on here?
What's that?
Or did you put it on the Daily Geek Report?
About Google?
The last three quarters or the last nine months, they've spent like $1 billion.
Yeah, just over $1.4 billion.
In acquisitions?
That on the Geek Report.
They probably cut just as much.
It's true.
They've been killing a lot of things lately. And while we're talking about it, I guess it's not on here, but Google released Google Plus to apps users today?
To apps and
they're allowing them to connect with each other now, where before they weren't.
Well, I know that was one thing that Vern had said that he was kind of disappointed in, was the apps.google.com. The accounts there couldn't tie back to Google Plus. But
And I had heard someone else complain about it, but I didn't realize there was difference. Like because you had to just log in like as if you were two separate users, essentially. You had to use different browsers, basically, or log out and log back into the other one. But now they're allowing them to intertwine, so to speak.
It's about time.
Right. And I also saw today that they're announcing that there's going to be a lot more restrictions on the API for Google Maps, and or it will be costing more. I don't know if it was free before and just open source, but they're putting a little more restriction on that as well. But Google is Google. Who are you? What are you?
I'm chatting with my fans. I'm
talking to my fans. In other Google news, Google had been requested by the government to take down some videos of police brutality, and they flicked them off, basically.
It's true. Google's like, we don't give an F.
What are you going to do to us?
Are you going to shut our search engine down?
Are you going to shut down Google? Probably I think not. Actually the government runs on Google Apps.
Shut us down, they say.
Yeah.
They're like,
what are you going to do?
Bring it. Yeah, it was in. I didn't get a chance to read the entire story, but I saw an article on all of the stuff. Like, there's one big article talking about what was requested from different countries to be pulled from either Google itself or Google searches. And it's like, I mean, like, China, they had a request of like 120 things, just ads that violated AdWord policies in their country. And Russia, I don't even know why Russia, because they don't have any rules anyways there. They're just like, we're Russia. We do what we want. But then, yeah, I know the United States, it was requested that, yeah, police brutality, which they decided not to remove. And then there was also content where they were requested, like sites like Mediafire, where, I mean, people, it's Mediafire is like basically a public FTP upload site. And they had requested to pull down all of the searches. So, like, if I search Metallica, comma, Black Album, comma, Mediafire, it would bring up a download link to the Black Album. And they're not pulling that down either. So, not that I know how to search for albums on Google to download for free.
I don't know about that.
Randy
doesn't know anything about that.
Mm-mm.
He doesn't do that stuff.
That's bad.
It's bad news.
It's true. But yeah, there was tons of stuff. It's funny.
And then there's Android.
Android.
So Android, you know, do you want to talk about the swipe to lock too?
Sure. Want to just do that right now?
Yeah.
I don't know much about. Well, I know they had applied. So Apple applied for a patent, what, 3 years ago?
It takes a long time, apparently.
4 years ago. It was either 3 or 4 years ago. So the classic. I think my phone has it. Yeah. Whoop. Just a little swipe to unlock. So it's like, if you don't know what a swipe to unlock is, get a smartphone. Then you'll know.
Swipe to unlock it.
Yeah. Apple applied for that patent. It was either 3 or 4 years ago. Fairly certain it was 4. They were just awarded that patent yesterday. Or was it this? It was
2 days ago.
2 days ago?
It was at least yesterday, if not 2 days ago. But it was very recently. I think it was yesterday morning.
So that was, that's really all I know. I just thought it was funny.
But the way, I mean, it's, from what I understand, it's a really easy workaround because it's only, it's like a predetermined route. So like how some Android phones, most of them have the lock screen where you can set what your lock is. You know what I mean? Like you have to do all over the place. Right. That isn't in, but like the puzzle piece to like all the Samsung phones have the puzzle piece. Do you know what I'm talking about? Like there's a, they have a big picture and there's one piece missing and it looks like a puzzle piece. It's the last piece to the puzzle and that's how you unlock it. Like that, it's only from one predetermined spot to another. But if they allow the user to like choose the path, like with those Google ones or the Android ones, the unlock the like their version of the lock code, then that is around it. Or just allowing the user to do it at all. Or there was another one, there was a different phone that had it where they actually swiped below, not on the screen. Like where there's not like an obvious path. Like if it's not showing you what to do, it's just implied, let's say, then it's still outside the patent. But from what I understand, Microsoft has applied for a patent that would include user determined swipes.
So like you could make your own
like how
I'm
you
gonna
set
swipe like this.
Like how you set no, like how the Google one, like you pick your lock code.
Oh, so like this.
Like with the Google has the 3x3 grid. Like that would fall under this the Microsoft patent that's been applied for. I mean, they might not get that, of course.
It seems
it's not a hard workaround for the Apple one because it's so it's so strict in nature.
Right.
Like it's just one spot to one spot, basically a predetermined path. Like on my phone, it's literally just straight across.
It seems crazy. Like I understand the purpose for a patent, but it seems crazy that you can patent something
so simple.
So simple, and that even after other companies have implemented that
but
similar
thing. If they applied for the patent before those companies started doing it, see, that's what's the difference, I think,
right,
there.
Right, but still. Like,
but you think the process should be faster for approving applications
exactly.
for patents, and I'm sure I don't know anything about how patents
I
get
don't,
approved.
I just work here.
We just show up, and this is what happens. I mean, whatever. But yeah, so yeah. Anyway, back to Android, I guess. There is a chart we have, and maybe you could put it in the chat since you're chatting it up.
I'm chatting all over.
He's chatting all over the place
right
now.
I'm chatting with my fans.
If you're around, maybe hit up Randy. But there's just this chart that came out today that just showed, I mean,
here we'll post
the support history of Apple versus Android. I know, I just saw that chart.
I don't know what he's talking about.
But basically, the chart shows how Apple supports their phones pretty much as long as they can. Or for for a while, like with the 3, when 4.0 came out, I know the 3GS couldn't get all the features, but it still got most of them. And they still support them. But with the Android phones coming out, I think part of it is because there's so many of them that come out. And
it's not that
they come out with new ones.
It's the fragment motherfucking-tation.
Yeah, it's like the fact that they put TouchWiz on top of Android. Or
Motorola's Moto Blur.
Yeah, because I think TouchWiz is Samsung.
Like, that's the problem with this, is because instead of, like, an Apple where you're supporting one version over multiple devices.
And that's why Randy
devices,
wants Google and Android just to hook up and make both hardware and software.
No, I want Motorola and Google and Android, not just Google and Android.
Yeah, I said Google and Motorola.
No, you didn't. You said Google and Motorola, or Android. You said Google and Android, which is the same thing.
Anyway.
Rewind the tapes.
We can probably check that later. Anyway, that's really the strongest thing Apple has going for it. Not necessarily the software, not necessarily the hardware, because obviously there's better of both out there. Maybe not obviously, but there is. And I'll admit it, you know. I mean, some of the hardware, obviously a lot of the Android phones have better processors, have better cameras. I mean, there's a lot of that stuff that they do that's better.
Boom.
But it's the fact that they do fragment it so badly, and that every distributor puts its own stuff on top of it that they don't need to, because Android's a good operating system on its own.
It's true.
But they want to put their own spin on it, so
well,
they have to add something or mix something up, and that's what's ruining. But there's a big chart. It shows how far back the support is. A lot of phones can't get, even a year later, can't even update anymore. I mean, and that's part of the ice cream sandwich is supposed to fix that as well. They're supposed to get support for 18 months.
Well, and
yada, yada, yada.
I mean, I can't answer for all of them, but I know, I got a first-gen Android phone, and it's a Motorola Click. And in their chart, they say that currently it is only two major versions behind, but I can tell you that it's three for sure, because you can catch it up to be only two, but you have to run beta software. Which I've been running it now for, it's almost been a year, I think. And there's still flaws with it, and I'm dealing with an old, slow processor, low RAM and whatnot, but, yeah. I don't know. I was looking at, speaking of phones, I've been looking at phones, and T-Mobile just announced new plans where for $50, $49.99 a piece, for unlimited data, text, and talk per phone.
They're just going all out.
And that's...
F it. We're going down one way or another.
And it's...
What do you want?
It's awesome. Like, so I'm going to get a new phone now because it's
Why
cheaper.
Wouldn't you?
It's cheaper than the plan I have right now. And yeah. I get my corporate discount. So it'll be even cheaper than what I'm sitting at now.
Super cheap.
With two phones cheap. On a data plan.
Ultra cheap.
Ultra cheap.
You heard it here first.
It's true.
T-Mobile, yeah, I think they're just throwing it all in. They're like, either way, we're going down, right? Might as well make it cool.
Well, I think they're, I mean, how are they either way going down?
They're either going to get bought out or they're going
to... Or they're going to be where they are now with
I think slowly but surely they'll get pushed out.
You think so?
They'll go out of business.
I don't think so.
I don't think they're really turning a profit right now.
You're such a liar. How can they... When they have
Prove
deals,
it.
When they have deals like this where it's for two people $100 a month for unlimited everything, that's like one of the biggest competitors in price.
Well, just the fact
because they don't have the iPhone.
No,
F you, Mr. Apple.
I was gonna say because everyone thinks that because Apples. They don't want to be on AT&T and they don't want to go through with the merger.
No, they want
people
to.
Have been jumping ship. No, I mean customers.
Oh,
like I think people have been leaving because of that.
I'm jumping. They merge. I'm gone.
Yeah.
I don't want to be part of that.
Where are you going to go?
I'm going to go to Sprint.
Yeah? Why don't you just go to Sprint now then?
Because I like T-Mobile. Because they have very competitive prices with solid phones.
Fair enough.
You heard it here first.
Get the Razor.
I like the Razor.
I do too.
Honestly. Like.
I mean, if I wasn't hardcore into Apple.
The only thing I'm not. So I want my QWERTY keyboard.
Yeah? I could live without.
That's where it's at.
3 years.
Right there.
We'll get a new Nokia phone. I can't believe we're going to. Nokia announced some phones. If you're into Windows, you might like that.
I know Todd's into Windows.
Go check it out.
Mango Man.
Or chat. What's the other one?
I don't think that's his name. I don't think that's his name. Oh, did I close chat? Did I close chat?
There's some stuff going on here.
Chat. Nope. He's got, the Lone Mango. That's him.
The Lone Mango.
I know.
Anyway, mango. So Nokia had Nokia World in London, but most of the phones were announced for Europe. I mean... They don't even know. They didn't even talk about them coming out in America yet. So, I mean, they've now shown that they're going to come out stateside. They're running Windows 7.5, some of them, and some of them are running Symbian. No one really cares about Nokia. But they're more in. I mean, they're not like behind, but they're like just like catching up. But they all have QWERTY keyboards.
QWERTY.
And they run dual SIM cards, because apparently you have to have that in, like, Africa and India, because networks don't share. Or you can't call people on other networks, I guess.
Yeah, they just lock it down. Hey.
No, for real.
What?
Yeah.
Are you making stuff up?
They're dictators. What do they care?
Zika-Isle.
Yeah.
That's what they do.
But in breaking news that came out today, what are you laughing about?
I'm laughing at chat.
In our chat?
And you're like, there's or nothing like going on in chat. I'm in my own chat.
I know.
I'm talking with my fans.
Yeah, he's talking to his fans. In other news, aside from Randy's fans, I don't even know what I was going to say. Oh, HP announced today that they will not be spinning off their personal computer group.
Woo!
Or personal systems group, PSG. They don't know what they're going to do with Palm, or not Palm, but WebOS. Is that what it was called? WebOS. Which used to be Palm, but they bought it.
I'm glad, like, HP makes solid PCs, and it would just be ridiculous if they were to get out of that game. But at the same time, I mean, I don't know what their sales figures are
like. They don't know what they're doing at all. That's the problem.
Well, I know it was supposed to be today, 5 p.m. West Coast time, that Whitman. The CEO was supposed to have a teleconference, and it was going to be a publicly available conference with what their
decision was,
what their direction was going to be with
HP. They decided they're going to keep their personal systems group, and they were saying that the future of their tablet market would be Windows 8 for you Windows 8 lovers. So they said they were going to do that. They still haven't decided on what they're going to do with WebOS, but they are going to keep their personal systems group. That's big news.
Big news.
It's kind of crazy. The whole HP situation, they just don't know what they're doing at all.
They don't.
Redbox announced today that they are going to, as of October 31st, raise their prices.
Go rent your movies ASAP.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're gonna
for $1. Josh said $1.29, but I thought it was $1.20.
I thought it was $1.20 also. Don't listen to him. He doesn't know tech.
He knows football.
He knows football.
Check out the point after attempt.
Point.
So for those of you that were upset about your Netflix, and you're like, I'm just gonna go to Redbox. Well, now it's gonna be 20 cents more every day.
Here's a little known factoid for you.
Oh yeah.
Speaking of cell phones.
Cell phones.
T-Mobile. $212 million profit in quarter two. That's down 50% from quarter two in 2010.
That's a lot they're losing.
That's a metric F ton.
See, that's what I'm telling you. They're going down either way.
I'll be with them till the end.
That's fine, because it'll be good for me. We can talk about it more then.
Yeah, that's true.
We'll have an insider's opinion. And I'll be like,
what an idiot.
Why would I stay with them this whole time? What was I? Why did you try to stop me, guys? Loyalty.
I saved $1,000 switching to T-Mobile.
Staying till the bitter end? Priceless.
I know. Anyways, Redbox.
$1.20.
Go rent your movie stat. That 20.
This you better get them all this weekend. You better get this weekend. 5 movies every day that you rent. That's a dollar more.
That's how they get you.
It's fast math.
You're quick.
I know.
That's all I got.
I don't know. I got nothing else either. There wasn't a lot of news this week. I'll just throw that out there. I didn't feel like.
No, I expected a lot more from the Nokia. But it was just like.
But then once I thought about it, I realized that I don't care about Nokia, and it made sense.
But you want like the best. You want to know what's funny? Is Nokia as much of a company as they suck? Like for making phones. Oh, I just realized
some other news. I'll go to in a minute. Keep going.
But it's like, so I have a Ziploc bag full of old phones over by my computer, just in case something happens to mine or to the wife's, that we can just pop our SIM card in and at least have a spare. I have my, it's like one of the original cell phones that I got from at least 10 years ago, and it still works. It's a single, I mean, it's not a color screen. It's just like a solid brick. I've had the thing, I left it out in the snowbank for an entire winter because I lost it. Found it in the spring after the snow melted. Thing turned right on. Battery was still good. And I'm like, holy crap.
How is that even possible?
I know, right?
It's magic. Nokia also runs on magic, as it turns out.
So, and I've still got the phone, and it's like the phone sucks, and it wasn't a good phone when it came out, but it was cheap and it worked good, and I feel like that's what their phones are now. Like they're cheap and they work good. Huh? Give them a shot. Heard it here first.
Except for they don't run. They don't run on Android. Last night. Sony announced that they were buying out Ericsson of the Sony Ericsson combo.
Didn't they already own part of them?
They own part of it. They're buying out the rest, though, so it'll be completely Sony. So now it's Sony? Yeah.
No, Sony Ericsson?
Well, Sony was already a company, but then the Sony Ericsson were the phones. Name? Yeah, they're getting rid of it. Huh. They bought them out for like $1 billion. It was a lot.
I gotcha. $1 billion.
$1 billion. I don't know. It was in euros, so I don't know the exact number. Because it's Ericsson.
It's like almost a 2-to-1, I think. Well, maybe since the European dollar the euro is going down.
Yeah, because ours are doing so well.
No, like because I know
Canada's suddenly raking it in.
F Canada.
Blame Canada. You have anything else?
Go Google.
That's what you have?
Yep.
Go Google.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any other news that happened lately? I think that pretty much covers it. Should we wrap this up, you think, what?
Let's wrap it up.
I think we're just dragging her out right now, huh?
Yeah, dragging my feet.
Dragging his feet. All right, so in that, I guess, we started doing a daily geek report. So, I mean, check our site every day. We'll have at least little tidbits of news up on the weekdays, at least probably not the weekends. So you can check that out. You follow us on Facebook at bleedgeek.com/Facebook. Facebook.com/BleedGeek.
It's true.
follow us on Twitter at Twitter.com/BleedGeek. At BleedGeek is our username.
Isn't it just BleedGeek, technically?
At. You gotta have the at symbol.
That's not a username.
It's part of our username.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
No, your username Prove is it. BleedGeek. Go to Twitter.com/BleedGeek. BleedGeek is your username. to direct message somebody you use at BleedGeek.
In other news,
Randy's halfway to drunk.
Lindsay Lohan in Playboy is news, but it's not tech news. If we're running a pop culture show, I guess that would be news.
We should have a pop culture show.
I want one.
I know.
We'll talk about that after we're done recording this, okay?
Business meeting.
Yeah.
We should go to Chuck E. Cheese.
We better go get a steak dinner. Charge it to the card. Business. Okay. So, yeah. And otherwise, if you want any fantasy football updates, you can check out The Point After Attempt. Follow them on Facebook and Twitter as well.
We need 25 likes on the
freaking before we can tell you what it is. So go like it.
You guys need to get your shit together there. Google
it and go like it.
Tell Josh and Matt to freaking spam the hell out of ourselves.
I spam. Everybody's already muted me because I spam too much as it is.
It's true.
But, yeah, The Point After Attempt. And then, yeah, just always keep up on our site. We're always doing crazy stuff. Who knows what will happen next. Crazy
stuff.
We're approaching 25. Maybe we'll do something cool for that. Or maybe it'll be for 26 since that's 6 months.
Ooh, good call. Half a year.
Either way, something's going to happen soon. I'm sure of it.
Something. Maybe we'll get wasted.
Too late. If you have anything to say, you can email us at fans@bleedgeek.com or leave us a voicemail at 406-79-GEEKS, which is 406-794-3357.
Fans@bleedgeek.com.
I said that.
Send us an email. Send us something. Send us a question.
Do you have anything else? Follow us personally.
Follow us personally. Do you want to say that? Yeah. I am at Crandall111.
I am at Mike037. Is that what you're waiting for?
Yep.
And with that, I guess that's our show.
We'll see you next week.
I'm Mike Earl.
I'm Randy Orvis. Lindsay Lohan.
It's news.
It's news. What the shit?
That's news too.
Okay. Breaking news. Apple sucks.
That's not breaking news.